Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today. We are here, for those of you listening over on YouTube, we're still live streaming now without video, but I'm going to tell you guys, we have to get through this retrograde cycle to add anything new. So I will definitely come with you in new ways along the way. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm just being cautious because we've been really blessed through this retrograde so far to be able to be together and with all these new and exciting things going on here. So I'm really, really grateful. I also want to welcome those of you for the first time. I will be taking live questions here in the chat room on YouTube today. And I'm going to also ask everybody who hasn't to please go ahead and subscribe. I really appreciate that as well. I'm also, you know, I think when we're taking on a lot of new things, trying to go back and remember when I get in a psychic space, that's really where I'm most comfortable. So all of this other real time, you know, the journey of all the real time stuff is really a trip. And be glad you don't have to deal with me on that end, like Serena. And of course, many people close to me understand day to day. I am definitely grateful that I have a husband that looks after me to close doors, shut lights, and God knows what else. But in any case, real time is not real. It's not my thing, especially noticeably. Well, before I go on, I want to mention that it's Monday, July 21st. It's just after the noon hour here in sweltering, steamy Florida. Quelly, I know you know what I mean. It is ridiculously warm, and I don't want to get into the griping about that because I'm grateful to have a roof over our head and air conditioning and everything else, but it is definitely hot, you know, it is steaming hot here, more so than ever. And in any case, treading lightly on any kind of complaints because, you know, we fall into those traps as humans of complaining. And really, when we look around, the sky is blue. It's such a beautiful day, you know. I have color. I have so many things that I can really be grateful for, and I know you all can too. And I was also thinking about the retrogrades and how many are going on and how I can recognize, and I'm sure you can too, just a few reminders about that today before we start taking questions. That Uranus, I could feel that energy. Being a Gemini Sun and Mars, I am definitely understanding what it means to have maybe a little bit of eclectic insight, I want to call it. Eclectic, it's just coming out of nowhere, so there's a lot of revelation that way. And I hope you can all join me with that, because it is definitely a blessing and a gift. So I'm noticing things coming out of the blue, which are very, very good and startling and fun. And I think a lot of fun has to be had these days to balance out what we absorb. And as highly sensitive people, I think we also have to remember how much we do absorb day to day. And I was thinking about this, about some of the retrogrades. I've seen a lot of Aries. And now when I say this, I mean this, not for fear. I'm not fear mongering. I don't want you guys to take this as fear. I want you to take it as, oh, there goes Kat with her little Virgo rising, trying to be mama bear to everyone. And I think that I've seen a lot of Aries energy turn into disarray. So Neptune retrograde, Saturn retrograde. I've seen some incidences, you know, like be careful where you're walking, look up, not down, pay attention to the curbs, things like this. I've seen a little bit of head stuff going on. And also a little bit, unfortunately, Neptune retrograde, there's a lot of, when we look at the Neptune energy, the Saturn energy in Aries, I think about, wait a minute, be careful and remind yourselves to drink responsibly, because more than ever before, I have seen incidences, and I'm sorry, I know I sound like I'm preaching because I am, and I usually don't have to. But I am just telling everyone, if you have younger adult children and they're driving, just remind them how to be responsible. I know you all do. I know you remind yourself. Sometimes maybe I had an incident where somebody just had, you know, a drink out and about at a work event, and something occurred from there, and it wasn't a good ending. So the bottom line is, there are so many things that we have to be careful, you know, with on that, you know, in that way, okay? Also, to sit down and remember that we're in a Mercury retrograde. So we want to really appreciate, respect, and almost, how do we say, we want to embrace this time to go over certain things that we have been avoiding or ignoring, or maybe even conversations we're evading and things like that. I think it's such a great time to maybe hone some skills around what we can do to create better communication with others, better relationships, and things like this. I always say to people during this Mercury retrograde, and especially this one with Leo energy is so fiery, really try to not only... Well, you all want to speak your truth probably more than ever before, but remember to take a step back before you do, because sometimes it has a little bite to it. But the truth of the matter is, I feel like we have to also remember to put the other person's shoes on our feet, and also remember, I think that we want things to be more perfect, or it's a little bit of... I'm seeing a lot of this, you know, perfection isn't always necessary, you know, as long as we're moving in the right direction, stop putting pressure on yourselves. I've seen a lot of this. It's better to go back and review and renew before you start anything new. And I don't mean to do this. I'm not trying to rhyme with you guys. It's just coming out that way. But it's better than to start something new and just pile on some kind of overwhelming energy that you know it's not the right time to achieve something like this. You could prepare, you could plan. It's so great to look back and learn from your past mistakes. And it's also okay if you make mistakes. I always like to say this about the Mercury retrograde. Making mistakes during this time is acceptable because you can correct it by the end of the cycle. And if something at first doesn't appear to be accurate or correct, or even with our predictions, I am so cautious because during a retrograde, it's almost like the analogy of the wolf in sheep's clothing and the sheep in wolf's clothing. We're not taking anything really at face value, and it's not the end of the story just yet, because we don't really get too many endings during this early retrograde cycle. We want to wait a little bit to see if something can shift. I see some of you, I think some of the internet connections dropped out somewhere. So hopefully we'll all get back together here, and let me know if you can hear me in the chat room, please. I'm going to go ahead and refresh you guys. Here you go. I see you're coming back. I'm coming back too. Okay. I'm glad. Yeah, there's some kind of internet disconnect. It's a Mercury retrograde. These are the things we have to be patient on. There you go. The proof is in the pudding, we always say, right? So I love that. All right, I'm going to open the room for some questions. And I was also thinking about really enjoying one other thing. You know, when you're going through your healing cycles, I love that Denise is listening from the dentist. That is so funny. It brings back memories for sure, because I used to do that also, and I love that you're doing that. Meanwhile, people are looking at you sideways, but I'm only kidding. Enjoy. I'm glad you're getting taken care of. This is another thing. Great reminder to take care of yourselves during this cycle as well. Always get all your self-care done. But I was also thinking about the healing energy and what happens. We go through phases of healing and choosing certain modalities to heal. And what may work for one may not work for another. But I don't think there's anything better than sitting outside and watching the creatures and really sit with Mother Earth, put your feet in the ground. I think that it only takes a few minutes, even if you sit with yourself and really work on one thing. How many of you have really attempted? I mean, we do Reiki on ourselves. We do Reiki on others. We do all kinds of communicating together to heal and help each other heal through things and issues. But there is so much going on around Mother Earth that really helps us as well. And I think it sounds like I'm kissing Cancer goodbye because the sun's going into Leo, but it is that way because the maternal energy is very, very powerful. You know? Hi, you guys. I am back. Sorry about the technology. Just in the middle of a good topic. I see. Hello, hello. I hope some of you come on back in. We are definitely live. On July 21st, 2025, we are all, it's like live and unexpected, right? Sorry about technology, guys. Okay, let's go ahead and see what Denise has to say. And this is some of the things, and thank you for sharing. I love that she says her shaman always said the reason to continue to study is to have lots of tools in her kit, and her therapist is very impressed, and I love that. And I feel really strongly about that too. Sometimes what calls, you know, whether it's the year, the week, the month, the day, the hour, whatever it may be, for me right now, it's a lot of nature and a lot of study, a lot of absorbing information, you know, from others, which I often don't do. So I'm very grateful for that. But it's also about the creatures and the animals and everything that's breathing around us. I love that. And to really just focus a few minutes a day brings a lot of progress to your spirit, you know, and a little bit goes a long way, and we have to remember that. I think if we're not like full on all the time and we want to drive it and it's like we have to spend hours doing our work or our spiritual work, and you know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to have all of that in a higher capacity, and really in fact it only takes a couple of minutes, you know, to go on. So I'm learning that there's a different show playing on the 1-2 app. So we have a little bit of topsy-turvy energy today. Talk about the retrograde, but we're going to just try to keep going. And I am going to take some questions so we can see how things go. Okay. I'm happy that you're all here. Good morning, Suzanne. And let's take a look. Thanks for letting us know, Lara. And go ahead. Let me go ahead and talk to Suzanne for a minute and see who's back in, okay? There we go. Suzanne has a question, and I'll just go ahead and start calling you guys out and see if everybody gets their way back in. And I don't believe it's not here, it's not at home base, but I believe that seems like it's in many, many locations in the universe here. So hopefully we can all get back together and answer some questions for you guys, okay? All right, let's take a look now. And if you have any questions for me, I'm wide open. Before I go ahead and start our readings, I just want to thank everyone for coming. We had a really great turnout on Tuesday night over at 1-2 Academy. We had a lot of fun. And so there's a lot of growth going on there and a lot of shared space. So we're going to do it again after the retrograde. But we were able to pull it off without any up and down. So it was good. And I thank all of you for being with me. So I love that. I'm glad you're listening instead of on the app. Thank you. We are live. Good morning. Hello, Miss Catherine. Everybody's coming in. All right. You're finding us. We're finding you. I love it. We're going to look at everybody, starting with who asked me the first question, Mary. Good morning. All right. Let's take a look. Okay. We're going to do a little financial checkup here. And Suzanne, I'm going to be excited to talk to you too. Let me talk to Mary first. Now, we learn over time as intuitives, and many of you also reading for yourselves, to not only ask for either a guide or remember to ask for your guides, the God energy, the Holy Spirit, your helpers, whoever it is, source, creator, creatress, God, goddess, whatever your higher power is what you are going to receive the most information from freely and clearly. And we have to remove and I remind myself of this every day. Experience is good, but we have to remove it. So we release and we remember that when we come, and especially reading for yourselves, you have to remove really everything from the past and anything really you kind of have to release yourself from any other experiences or opinions or beliefs or anything to this moment, because you're only in the now and you're forward. And so that's where you want to keep yourself, is in the now, what's present here, from a very blank space that you ask your higher power to come in, and you ask for the help and assistance and the guidance of what comes through the combination of all of this without any other interferences. So you want to clear yourself and take a moment that way. And so we're going to do that as we're doing that together now. And we're going to ask Mary, we're going to do a little financial checkup and a financial check-in and see how it goes, okay? And the reason I'm saying this is because I know at times we can bring ourselves into our own fear, and we forget that there's an outcome that can't really occur in a split second. There's an outcome that happens along the way. There's a storyline that we're going to be a part of that we really cannot control, or we don't want to control, and we have to let it flow. And we have to believe that it's not the end. There isn't a wall in our face ending things today. It's this ongoing story of our days, our nights, our future, our lives, our experiences, and bring it back to where you are now, because that is really, truly what matters most. So, Mary, we're going to take a look at you. I always remember the spirit of generosity when I feel concerned or nervous or worried about finances. We always go back to the spirit of generosity, even if it makes no sense. Our generosity doesn't have to come in the form of money. It can come in the form of our time, our energy, our efforts. You are in a little bit of fear right now. There was something changed recently. And I do believe that because we're in the world that we're in, I think we all understand that things are becoming a little more expensive. And so we have to prepare for that. But it's interesting how I find when we worry too much or we hang on too tight, we have less. And when we kind of let it flow a little bit, and this isn't true for everyone because it doesn't work for everyone. And I wish I could give this, if I could give you all one thing, you know, free of worry about your safety, your security, your financial foundation and things, I would definitely love to do that. But I do know you have an ability to manifest from within, from your beliefs. And the more you believe right now, the more I feel things are going to grow. So the more, I think it's like you sit still, you're the high priestess energy, you're attracting this energy, bringing and you're loving that vibe. I love this vibe from you. You already know without me saying that things are going to look better ahead. And this is just like a little bleep in the radar. But I do see recent changes that made you a little nervous. Now, I feel coming up ahead, growth financially, but really sitting still and waiting. The more you try in the now to correct this part of your life or increase it, it's almost like, and when I say this, I don't mean sitting still and manifesting through, you know, your higher self, that's fine. But taking any action to change anything right now is not a good idea. You already know it's going to be okay. They're like really strong about sitting still. And so I don't know what this means. You know it's going to be okay. And I'm validating that for you. So just let's hang tight to what I'm saying. The thing is, and this is for everyone, we don't have to over exert or try too hard because then we may miss a mark. When there is a divine timing, which you do contain, we all have, if when we acknowledge divine timing, there really is a truth to it. And we must acknowledge it because we can't really control things. We may be missing something bigger and better if we try to control what's, you know, at face value or whatever it may be. So for you, I feel bigger and better will come by not trying too hard. And you just have a gut sense about it. And I hope that helps. So I don't want you to over exert or overstep. It's almost like an overstepping the boundary or the mark. You know, the universe has it. It's bringing it to you. You could sit still, be with yourself. It's a very intuitive vibe. And I think that that's a good place to be. What if you have a feeling about something? Now, going beyond this, I've already pulled a few more cards to make sure we're going in a positive direction, and you will. But going beyond this, whatever your gut instinct is, when I pull that high priestess energy, going beyond what you know is not advisable. So whatever your gut is, I'm validating, okay? And I hope that makes a lot of sense, and I hope that helps. So you have a gut on something. So say I'm giving you an example, and I'm giving everyone an example. If there is a pension plan or whatever, and you have an opportunity to change it, your gut instinct will be, boom, like, okay, no, we're going to keep it the same. I'm saying keep it the same. I'm just giving you an example, but in any case, keep it the same. That's an answer, okay? That's the high priestess. Sit still with it. Don't move. Okay, you're good. And thanks for being with us today. Christine just came into the room. Christine is a one to listen psychic advisor. And thank you for being with us today. It's great to see you also. Super excited about that. And so much psychic energy in this room today. So I love it. Terry Campbell is also in the chat room. Terry, good morning. Thank you so much for being here. I love that. It's so great. And then we wonder why we lose connection, internet connection. We're just out here blowing things up. It's okay. Serena's here too. So, you know, I'm teasing. It's very, very on the table right now. Okay. All right. Now let me take a look. Who's next? Now, Suzanne has a very important question. And getting back to what I had just shared about removing our opinions, removing our experiences, removing our, you know, really coming to the table fresh, clean, clear, and really like a blank sheet of paper. And we're going to take a note. And I feel super ready to answer her. It's a relatable a relatable statement for, she says she needs help transitioning the food for her pup. I have been through this many, many times with myself and others because our pups are more spoiled than our children at times. And so let's just take a look, okay? It is a beautiful day here. I hope it is where you are as well. I have been encouraging you all to share some moments about escaping. And when I say escaping, I feel we need somewhere to rest our heart, our soul, our head, body, mind, and spirit, whatever it may be. So I've been painting again. And whatever it is that you have in your, even I don't care if it's shaping a piece of clay, playing with silly putty. I always use the silly putty because I love it. Doing something, writing. Sometimes writing can be a little annoying. We don't really want to put too much out there. If it seems too difficult, don't do it. It's not time. We don't have to push or force during a retrograde. And we're not going to get too many solidified outcomes now, but and that's okay, because in a couple of weeks from now, it's not a couple of years from now, things seem to go, you know, we always say, what do you mean there's no outcome in a retrograde? Well, yes, there's an outcome, but there's always more to the story. So we want to keep our vibration high enough to understand that there's more unfolding along the way. And I joke around about it, which I'll mention in a minute. I have a little more to say, but let me go ahead and look at Suzanne and her dog food. But this is what it's making me realize. Now, Suzanne's changing the food. It's a retrograde. We leave room for mistakes. We also leave room to change our minds again. And at the end of the retrograde, I'm sure she'll have it figured out, right? So we know this. We know this from experience, but we also know this because I've tried to prove the retrograde wrong many times over, and I'm teasing. But in any case, you understand it's going to be a little bit of a process. So let me just look at your farmer's dog. I believe Mark uses farmer's dog. I'm sure. I think CA does. I know there are many pet owners who use it. But let me take a look for you specifically. Coming again from a blank space for Suzanne and her pups. And let's take a peek. There's the shift. Two of Pentacles, very good. I feel like, okay, we're on, this is a step, but there's going to be another step. So I definitely feel there may be one more. Besides, now, I'm not saying farmer's dog is a no, but I definitely feel there's one more that you're going to do, where you're going to try again. You may use this. It's a step in the right direction, so I don't want to like negate. But there is another one too. Was there another one that they offered instead of farmer's dog? Because people are chiming in. So I want to share in a minute. But I just want to say, this is, you'll find the balance. There are actually two particular types of food that I'm seeing that will be very, very good. Farmer's dog can be one of them, but there's another one that balances it out. Within the next, now it's going to take about 2 whole months to figure this whole thing out. And that doesn't mean it's going to take a ton of energy or effort. It's just, you're going to give them the food. You got to see how their tummy is. It goes on and on and on. I do hope that helps. Okay. And so farmer's dog, but there's an add-on. Mine happened to be addicted to Stella and Chewy, which is a ridiculous thing. I go, okay, here's your dog crack or whatever. Like, it's ridiculous. But in any case, I know that some people have amazing experiences with farmer's dog, so I do think it's worth a shot. I also think you're going to come up with another one, and I think we're good on that, okay? Okay, you could tell I'm being very Gemini today. I want to say something important about Mary. Also, Suzanne, you come back and let us know. Now, Mary bought her first new car in over 20 years. and you deserve it. And I think this is very important because the worthiness of having that new item also gets clouded by a little bit of guilt or fear. And you are totally okay. There is nothing you need to do. Okay? I really hope it helps. And you'll be good. Just sit still. Nothing to do. Your gut, you already know you're fine. That makes sense, okay? All right, lots of love, honey. Thank you for being here. Okay, let me see who's next here. Terry says, don't invest in a final answer during the retrograde. The answers will still develop for the best possible outcome, which is very, very true. But we tend to become more maybe crushed or, you know, disappointed or thinking it's the end of the story. Now, I try time and time again to express when you begin a new relationship, because people are asking me about this lately. When you're beginning a new relationship during a retrograde, you really want to make sure that if you proceed, I always suggest you wait for intimacy, unless you just don't care how short or long your connection lasts. But, and I know that sounds like very old school, but I just really have seen this tried and true for many, many years. But there's always the exception to also, if you're going to proceed and go into new relationship and start your intimate connection and all this other thing for the first time in a retrograde, there's always going to be something. Or perhaps it won't be an easy connection, or perhaps there'll be challenges you have to overcome. And, you know, there's many of these things that we know. So you have to really take that into consideration, okay? I do hope that helps. And I don't know, I'm off on a tangent, I guess, but it's very, very important. Also, even if you're meeting someone for the first time, it really can also be a little more challenging. You know, it's hard to, and at the same time, we're here. It's not like, okay, I have this business connection and this person's in town for 4 days from overseas and they want to see me for dinner. You know, I mean, where do we go with that? And so, I mean, to every last little detail of our lives, no, we cannot micromanage anything, but there may be something about it. Maybe the restaurant will be delayed. The table isn't available. We have to change the place. It's something's not right. The energy's off. So all of these things come to pass that can kind of put a little damper on the connection for the first time. But then at the same time, what about the negotiation of this meeting? You know, we get a chance to really pre-negotiate or perhaps reevaluate when it's over and good things follow. So it's very, very true, all of these things. But and at the same time, again, no micromanaging work. What does it come back to? Our trust, our belief. I'm also a big naysayer about real estate in the retrograde because everybody knows I participate during those cycles and I never do it on purpose. It just happens that way many times over. And yes, it takes longer to settle in. And a couple times I had to make some changes to get where I wanted to be, but you all know what I'm saying. So, you know, taking the road less traveled is not always the easiest road, but it's definitely worth it at the end of the day. We hope, right? But no, you guys get it. Let me think about something. Michelle, it's so nice to see you today. Also, I want to come back. Laura, if you hear me, please go ahead and ask. I didn't get a chance to catch what you were sharing earlier. So if you want to go ahead and write a message in the chat, that would be very, very helpful. Okay. Before my show, I'm not able to absorb anything properly. So if you could just go ahead and write to me here, I'm happy to answer your question. And in the meantime, I'm going to take Michelle, who so comically told me last night that my wedding location was like a haunted ground. You're so funny. I knew that was true. There are a lot of spirits there, and I wanted to choose it because it was the oldest location in the country, and I wanted something like historic and ancient, you know. And so, because I felt historic and ancient for fighting the bullet at that age, but I'm only teasing. The bottom line is, thank you for sharing that. You know that because I knew, and there are spirits there. So you were right about that too. And I felt it. And I had a really rough night. I had a couple of rough nights sleeping because there were so many spirits in the hallways and stuff. And I was go every time I would try to catch it. Because I really wanted to know what energy was there. So you're very, very funny about that. So thank you for sharing. Let me see. Let me answer your question about, she just wants to know if spirit has anything for her. And I feel like you're mending heart. I say this, you're mending some heartache. You're mending, you're healing. You're really, really shedding a lot from the past. And sometimes it's okay to like become more emotional or cry it out and acknowledge it. And I truly believe this is a very temporary period for you. And I also believe that people haven't been as warm, kind, or friendly as you're, you know, you are, so to speak, or there's like a little bit of chill sometimes from others that you're so sensitive, you don't understand. All of this is going to go away. And within the next few months, you're going to go into a better phase, kinder people, really, really sweet. When we go through heavy healing time, you know, periods, we always come back on to the other side and we always start attracting and really aligning with maybe better energies or humans, maybe more kind humans. And I love all of this. So I do hope that helps. I see actually a dark haired woman that's going to be very, very good for you. Perhaps someone you're following even. It could be a therapist. It could be someone online. It could be somebody in your neighborhood, somebody who is very, very helpful, grounded energy. And I also feel you're working on your personal value, which is going way up in yourself, the way you see yourself. You know, others see you as you are in a beautiful way, and you're learning how to see yourself in a more beautiful way. So I love all that. And I feel financially things are be looking good too. And I would say that in the next 5 months. Okay. So the new year is going to be great for you as well financially. And you're working on that stable, safe, secure foundations. I love that, especially at the end of the Cancer cycle, when that's really what we strive for, you know. And thank you for being here. Okay. So the tides are turning is how I want to say it. And I hope that helps. Tara, good morning. Thank you so much for popping in. Now, I want to go back to Lara said she loved the farmer's dog, but her girl had IBD, and I guess you guys are chatting it up in there. So, yeah, she said she's not a good test case. I know many people who just love it also. Yeah, there's a lot of great metabolic locale prescriptions on the market also. I think our puppies, I know many of you know this too. They're definitely, like I said, they're all spoiled. So I think they eat better than we all do sometimes, right? All right, let me come in and look around again and see. I was waiting for Laura to ask me. She had, you know, she sent me a little note, and I just want to make sure I'm getting it. But I don't want to leave you guys. All right, let me see who's next here. But Laura, if you hear me and you want to go ahead and post your question, I'm happy to take it, okay? Lara says her life revolves around her puppy and her needs, and I totally understand. Catherine, where'd you go? You're like my little Irish green goddess. I can't find you yet, but I'm okay, there she is. Hi, Cat and friend. There's the green heart. Would you mind having a peek at a potential romance? An old flame. Oh, this is something else. This is actually, I guess, you know, sadly, she met someone at a funeral, an old flame she met at a funeral of all places. What's really interesting about that is you're definitely not the first that I've heard of this week. And I was joking a week ago that my mom went to a funeral and had a great time, which was crazy, but I don't know why I'm shocked. And then someone else came and said that they started dating someone they met at a funeral. So I guess this is the hot spot for dating right now, which is, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. But at the same time, it's nice that beautiful things can come out of these traumatic things we have to do as humans, you know? It's okay. Let me take a look. If you can come on in and bring me a name, I would love that. And if you can't, that's okay. Let's take a look. Another thing I have to fight myself. Okay. I see Donald. Another thing is our first instinct and not going against it and releasing that fight or flight within yourself, you know, to really go with it without having any doubts. And I also believe in the retrograde, it's a little bit challenging, but with that Leo energy, it should help you. I had this experience during the week, and I really, really overlearned Donal. Okay, I got it. I was like, is she going to put a D, you know, for Donald Duck? But I'm teasing you. Donal it is. Okay, we'll take a peek. So I think that going with our first instinct is very, very good. Sometimes the retrograde makes us a little more wishy-washy or second guessing or bending, and I think that there's a lot of that needs to be stated, that with this Leo retrograde, you definitely want to go with your first instinct, even in a Mercury retrograde. Okay. All right. Let's take a peek here. We're going to look at some cards. He seems like, I don't know if he recently went through an end of another relationship or he's still grieving the past. And then you all or perhaps really thinking about what didn't work out. And, you know, I'm actually getting a new beginning here. And at first, it's going to feel like a question mark for both of you. I feel this strongly. And there is some fear. And it's gone up and down. And I'm sure it didn't. At first, it feels like something has to end or change. And here's an opportunity or a story that what I was just saying, that the story has to unfold and that there isn't an end yet, because at first you are going to feel a little distance or disappointment like this. Do you know when he was last in his most recent relationship? Because I feel like there's still, and it didn't work out. And sometimes we have all negative things in our head going, if it didn't work out before, why is it going to happen now? Why is it okay
today. But then, you know, sometimes when a relationship doesn't work out, it's either the wrong person or the wrong timing. Sometimes it's the right person, wrong timing. Sometimes it's the wrong timing or right timing, wrong person. So it can go like this through our lives. So I feel like it's better timing ahead, but I'm expecting you to have, and he as well, there's some kind of bump that you have to get over in order for this to occur. Does that make any sense to you? And the outcome, though, looks very good. It's renewed for you. There is a really good burst of like that romantic energy and a fresh start. And it was fairly recent. Yeah, I could see that. He's not over it yet either. So at first, because it's a Mercury retrograde, he may have to revisit that whole situation. And so you may feel like you're going to take a little step back. And we don't want to really step into a situation where somebody's really, and I know it happens. And we have things out there in the world that tell us it's okay. And some of us feel the best way to get over somebody is to move on with somebody else. And we all learn at the end of the day that's not necessarily true. However, I do believe he has to take a step back and then he'll be able to come fully forward. So at first you may feel like it's not going to happen. And then at the end of the storyline, of course, it can. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of this is about your self-love too. So heed that and go slow. But just remember that at first you may feel disappointed, but then you feel energized and happy. Okay? So it's going to dip and rise. All right. And you come back and let me know. I do love that. And be well. And thanks for bringing your light with us. Okay. All right. Let's take a look now, Lara. I do feel, is it possible you have another client or something? Something's under your nose. I do. Before September. And I actually feel in the 20s, we're at 21. I do feel that there's something coming within some days. Maybe a new client. Would that be possible? A new even something with the pups. There's some kind of, there's more money coming. Even within this, they're saying within a week. So I'm going to stick with that, okay? You have some, yeah, I said the 20s, and now your cards are telling me a week. So let's see what happens. But I do see more. So, and then I see an increase for real in September, a larger one, okay? So I don't know if there's, I think you've planted some seeds. Yeah, a new client. Yeah, that's what I think. It's under your nose, something you've already planted though. Okay? We have to remember the blessings that this retrograde brings because sometimes things work out much better than expected. Like if we wanted to purchase a vehicle for the last 10 years and never to bit the bullet to buy something new, then we're going to go out now and do it. And that's acceptable, you know? Relationships are a little trickier because it takes time to know someone and we don't really want to prejudge and we don't want to take, you know, we just have to go slow with these kinds of things. Your heart, anything that your heart is involved. Your wallet, you can actually make money on your deal or get a great deal, you know, buying a home or a car or whatever it may be, an item at the store. We're going through appliance breakdowns in my, everything's happening at once, but I have three down, I had three down there, back up, new. And there was like big, huge, you know, whatever, 40% off, you know? And so a few days ago, it wasn't even like that. It's, there are blessings in this way, in this manner, because think about the retrograde. It's going, you know, wait, well, it's not really, but they say retrograde, return, whatever, it goes, spins the other way, right? Backwards. So maybe the pricing is spinning the other way. So you can get a good deal on a car. You can get a great deal on a house. You can negotiate. You have time to make mistakes. It's a very positive thing for these relationships. You want to go slow. You want to take a step back. You want to be careful. If you're going to meet somebody that you know you want to be with for the long haul, you just wait on that intimacy and hold out as long as you can. It will help you achieve your mission and your goal, okay? All right. We've been proven wrong already, and we're only a few days in. So let's we've been proven right, unfortunately. But in any case, you get my point. Serena, thank you for being our producer today. The amazing Lori Love. Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next here on 1-2 Radio, followed by the rest of our amazing Monday lineup. And we are changing the way you listen to the world, always. And have a great week, everyone. Stay cool. Bye-bye now. See you next time.